Rio de Janeiro's Secretary of Public Safety says the Brazilian city has become the victim of what he calls terrorism. Heavily armed drug gangs have ambushed police patrols and harassed upscale neighborhoods such as Copacabana, frightening well-to-do residents and creating a political crisis. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Central com a P18.
Radio dispatchers in Rio have taken to using mysterious code phrases. When you take a taxi, you might hear the dispatcher talking about a surprise party on a certain highway, or an exchange of pleasantries somewhere else. Taxi driver Luis Furtado admits that these are all euphemisms for gun battles. It's a code they have to use, because otherwise they'll alarm people, Furtado says. He doesn't like alarming his passengers, especially when he picks up new arrivals at Rio's airport. But he says it's getting harder to keep people in the dark, especially when he gets to the section of highway that separates slums controlled by two rival drug gangs. When those guys up there started shooting tracer bullets, do you know what my reaction was? I ducked. I couldn't help myself, Furtado says, embarrassed that he scared his passenger. It's becoming very hard to hide the violence in Rio. Using explosives and automatic weapons, drug gangs are now going after the police, who are poorly trained and poorly paid. The gangs attack police convoys, frequently shutting down major freeways for hours at a time. Scenes such as this have provoked flashes of rare candor from politicians, such as Public Safety Secretary Anthony Garotinho.
Há uma situação de descontrole.
The situation is out of control. Try to deny it, and you're denying reality. We can't solve this in a week. We can't solve it in a month or 2 months. This is a grave situation which calls for humility and unity from everybody.
But for the more than 1 million people who live in Rio's lawless shanty towns, known as favelas, this sort of statement comes very late. Luis Bezerra Nascimento runs a neighborhood association in the favela where he's lived for 40 years. He rolls his eyes at the politicians' sudden panic over gunplay. When there are gunfights in our communities, everyone simply closes his door and waits for it to end, Bezerra says. It's become part of our routine. As far as the residents of Rio's favelas are concerned, the criminal crisis has been going on for years. When they attack our community, that's one thing. But now they're attacking down there, Bezerra says, pointing down the hillside at the wealthy neighborhoods. I think the gangs are doing this on purpose, as a challenge to the police, to show off their power, he says. It's not entirely clear why Rio's gangs have decided to challenge the state so openly. Some experts believe they're trying to win preferential treatment for imprisoned gang leaders. Others say corrupt elements of the police force have muscled in too far on the drug trade, and the gangs are retaliating. But there does seem to be a strategy behind the attacks. The gangs routinely kill policemen, but they don't seem to be gunning directly for tourists and the residents of the wealthy neighborhoods. Hotels and tourist sites have been shot at, but always in the middle of the night when no one's around. Whatever the reasons for this campaign, the effect on Rio is undeniable. Many people, taxi drivers and regular commuters, are making it a rule to get home by 8 o'clock. This commuter, who gives his name as Estevão, says he's scared. But he also agrees with Luis Bezerra that the crisis is not as recent as the politicians make it seem. This is years in the making. It's just been building and building, and now it's blowing up, he says. Brazil's federal government has just announced an extra $13 million to outfit Rio's poorly equipped police force. One officer was recently killed while standing next to a squad car that lacked an engine. But that money pales in comparison to the resources and the firepower that's already been accumulated by the drug gangs. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.